Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, easy for me to say, today I want to debate, discuss, talk about, will the Big Ten be shut out of the college football playoff again? All right, so as we all know, the top four teams get in the college football playoff, so there's four spots available. I think a natural assumption is college football. It's what makes it the greatest sport under God's hot sun. You never know what can happen, but a natural assumption is that Clemson will represent the AC and take up one of those four slots. Also, a team out of the SEC, right? Most likely Alabama or Georgia takes up another slot. So now you got two slots available. And the way I see it, four potential teams and three potential conferences to get in. Now you got the Big 12 champ, you got the Big 10 champ, you got the Pac 12 champ. And every year in the conversation seems to be a second SEC team as well. Now, Georgia last year. All right, whether you like the SEC or not, I thought the argument for Georgia last year was ridiculous. A two-loss team that didn't have actually that many impressive wins. The most impressive thing they did all year was lose to Alabama. So, two-loss team that didn't win their conference. I didn't like the argument at all. And then they went and they lost to Texas, a four-loss team. I don't want to hear about motivation, either put up or shut up. My point is this. I think that that's really going to hurt any second SEC team's argument to get into the college football playoff this year. So now we're down to three potential teams, three conferences, and two slots. Out of the Big 12, Oklahoma and Texas are two very good football teams. They're both ranked in the preseason top 10 in most polls right now. Now, if you look at the top 25 in most polls, there isn't another Big 12 team ranked anywhere in the top 25. So here's what I'm saying. I think the Big 12, either Oklahoma or Texas, is going to get that third slot in the college football playoff because it's going to be a little bit of an easier road, and I completely understand strength of schedule, but they're also going to have that marquee win, either Texas or Oklahoma, whoever wins. Those schools have enough respect and tradition, I think people will give them the nod and put them in. They'll get that third slot. So now, you got one slot, two conferences, two potential teams fighting for it. The Pac-12 champ and the Big Ten champion. Now, the Pac-12 champ, the Pac-12 has only been in the college football playoff in its five-year existence twice. Now, since year one, the last 4 years of the college football playoff, the Big Ten hasn't scored a single point. All right, my very humble, unbiased opinion, I think that the Big Ten is a tougher conference overall as a whole than the Pac-12 is. But the question is, if a one-loss Pac-12 team from Pac-12 champion goes head-to-head against a one-loss Big Ten champion, who gets in? Now, originally, I thought, well, what about a one-loss Pac-12 team? And because the Big Ten is a tougher conference, a two-loss Big Ten team. And we had that play out 3 years ago. Washington, one loss, got in over a two-loss Penn State team. Now, I remember very well, you may also, the whole Ohio State debate, who did get in that year over Penn State, who they lost to. They didn't win the Big Ten championship. That's a debate, an argument, a conversation for another day. But we've seen the one-loss Pac-12 team already get in over a two-loss Big Ten champion. So the question is, one-loss Pac-12, one-loss Big Ten, who gets in? Now, the favorite out of the Pac-12 in my mind is Oregon. They have every single starter on offense returning, including a guy who would have been a high draft pick in Justin Herbert at quarterback. So to me, they're the favorite. You never know what can happen, but I'm going to go with them. Now, the Big Ten, there's a lot of good teams in the Big Ten. I think the early favorites have to be Ohio State and Michigan. Like it, love it, hate it, whatever, okay? So to me, if it came down to Oregon versus Ohio State, while the Big Ten is a little bit tougher, again, in my opinion, I do think Oregon would get the nod because they play Auburn in the non-conference. And if they beat Auburn, you look at Ohio State's non-conference, which is what everyone looks at, except when it comes to the SEC, Ohio State's non-conference schedule is fairly soft. So I think Oregon would actually surprise people and get the nod over Ohio State. But if you look at Michigan, Michigan plays Notre Dame in their non-conference. So if it came down to Oregon and Michigan, I think Michigan would get the nod. Now, that's my prediction. I think the Big Ten champion will get that fourth slot this year. They will be the fourth-ranked team getting into the college football playoff, but it does depend on who those teams are going head-to-head, their strengths of schedules, how they did, how they impressed, and things of that nature. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your prediction. Let me know, do you like the college football playoff the way it is now? Do you like eight teams? To me, that would let three-loss teams in that don't even win their conference two of the past 3 years. So I'm not a fan of that. 4-6 works for me. Let me know. Until next time, always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.